Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Health Habit, written and narrated by Amantha Imber. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the first storytellers and traditional custodians of the land on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. The information contained in this book is provided for general purposes only. It is not intended for and should not be relied upon as medical advice and does not take into account your personal situation, objectives or needs. Before acting on any of this information, you should consider its appropriateness to your own situation, objectives and needs and seek advice from qualified professionals in relevant areas such as health, medical and business. For my daughter, Frankie, should you choose to read this book when you are a grown-up, you will perhaps understand why you loved kale so much as a child, and also why our dog Luna performs for broccoli. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Jim Rohn. Introduction. Where it all started. It's 7 p.m. on an icy cold winter's night in 2012. I'm lying in a creaky metal hospital bed with starched white sheets at Monash Medical Centre in suburban Melbourne. I have about 40 electrodes attached to my body and head that all connect back to a big cube-like machine sitting on the bedside table. There's a small infrared camera aimed at my bed, which will allow a medical technician to keep a close eye on me while I try to get some sleep. Because that's why I'm here, in a hospital in the middle of winter, to sleep. I used to suffer from chronic insomnia. All through my 20s and well into my 30s, my brain learned to dread bedtime. The fear of not being able to get to sleep and lying awake in bed with my thoughts would fill me with anxiety. And even on nights, when I fell asleep relatively easily, I would often spend the night waking every single hour until my alarm went off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?